Blog Talk Radio.
Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Waking Up Blessed. I want to thank everybody for tuning in this morning. And, of course, Waking Up Blessed is all about starting our day with inspirational stories of experience, strength, and hope, and helping people, maybe just one person out there today that might be struggling or somebody that doesn't know what the pace of recovery looks like. Maybe they'll hear that this morning with our guest, Mike Gambo. And, you know, hey, listen, we get to find new tools each day. Everybody wakes up in the morning by the grace of God with another day sober and clean, and we get to move forward. And how do we do that? And, you know, for me, I, as you guys know, I sit on my front porch. I watch my squirrels. I watch the birds and at the bird feeder, and I just kind of, you know, get centered and read some literature and do my prayers and, you know, start my day, you know, in a way that works for me. And that's different for everybody. So, you know, what we're here to be able to do is carry that message through experience, strength, and hope. And Mike, welcome to the show. I want to thank you for taking your time this morning and being a part of Waking Up Blessed.
Of course, man. Of course. Thanks for having me.
You're a young man that does a lot of stuff for the recovery community. You're somebody that puts yourself out there all over the country to help people understand what addiction looks like, but most importantly, what the face of recovery looks like. And kudos to you for all that you do. And most importantly, by the grace of God, we get to be able to do those things. What's Waking Up Blessed mean to you?
Man, it's just, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I'm just grateful to have my life back. You know, I'm kind of one of those people, you know, I like to joke around a lot. You know, I like to have fun, enjoy life, not try to take things too seriously. And, you know, every morning I just get to wake up and I'm not homeless. I'm not in jail and I'm not like, you know, puking on myself. you know, I'm just grateful, man. Like all the other stuff that comes behind it is just extra blessings. And, you know, things aren't always perfect, but there's always something to smile about. You know, that's how I kind of look at life now.
How do you start your day? I mean, you know, you woke up this morning, you had the show that you had to be on with me, but how did you start your day? I mean, do you pray? Do you read some literature? How's your day begin?
I mean, usually I just wake up, man. I just, you know, just wake up, say a little prayer, and, you know, that's usually just my morning routine. I'm very, like, structured as far as I have a lot going on. So, you know, when I wake up in the morning, it's like, say a quick prayer, get a shower, get ready, and then, you know, boom, it's right to work, you know, whether it's working at my job or something with music or whatever it may be. You know, I try to keep myself occupied. That's kind of something that's helped me from the very beginning, something like my halfway house taught me. And, you know, when I was in my halfway house, they were very big on, like, staying busy the whole day. Like, when you wake up, if you don't have a job, go look for a job or go volunteer or go to a meeting or, you know, do whatever you have to do to stay busy. And they got me in a routine of, you know, just doing something productive. I mean, even if it was taking an hour to play video games with my friends because I had off that day, it was just something still productive around people, not just, you know, locked in my room, sitting on my BS, you know what I mean? So, I mean, that's really it, man. I mean, I'm one of those people that always thank God when I wake up. You know, that's the first thing I do, and then, boom, it's just right into the day.
Good stuff. What's through the day, I mean, listen, everybody goes through their trials and tribulations. Stuff crops up. The book tells us that, right? So how are we, you know, how do you deal with those? I mean, you know, there's sometimes I got to just, like, sit back, breathe, and not react because, you know, I'm an addict. My personal recovering addict, but my first response is to react. So I have to be quiet and just like kind of like center myself before I engage. And I say a prayer sometimes. There's some things that I do. What do you do when that moment hits where, oh, my God, you know, how I would have behaved is not how I'm behaving today?
Yeah, I'm not. So like something that I still work on is like bottling. Like, unfortunately, a lot of things that should bother me don't bother me externally until a bunch of things are bothering me, and then it hits me all at once, if that makes sense. Like, I've always been like a bottler. I've always been one of those people where you would think I'm ready to fall apart, and I just have a smile on my face, but inside I'm all messed up. So it's still one of those things that I still struggle with. But, you know, it's just when I get to that point, that breaking point to where finally I'm like, all right, like I'm not okay. It's just one of those things where I'm at a point in my life to where I know better, and I can sit back and I can say, what is going to, like, how can I make myself feel better, and what's the solution? You know what I mean? Like, I just stay solution-based. Like, I know that me getting high is not going to make my life better at all. I know that as soon as the drugs wear off or whatever, the buzz wears off, that the problem's still going to be there. So,
and you're even more pissed off.
I've made that mistake so many times in the past. And I just kind of... I guess I'm just aware, you know, I just like, I'm like, have that real awareness to say, look, I just got to do something about it. Like, I just got to fix it, whatever it may be, I'm short on a bill. All right, like, cool. I'm going to go try to shoot a music video to get some extra money to pay it. My car has a flat. It's time to walk to the store and get a fix a flat and try to do it myself. You know, like, I don't know, whatever the problem is, like, instead of falling apart, man, it's just, you can always do something about it. It may not be easy, but there's always a solution out there.
Do you find yourself in those times, like reaching out to other people or praying or anything like that?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, if it's something that is, you know, deeper than just the usual life stuff. Definitely, you know, I definitely have a support circle, you know, people that I trust, some people in recovery, some people not in recovery, you know, like I'm kind of blessed in a way to have a lot of my family members are in recovery. My father's in recovery. He's like 10 years, I think, you know, 10, 11 years. My little brother has almost 8 years. So it's like one of those things where I have people that are close to me already that understand that side, but they're also, you know, family and easy to talk to. When I first got sober, though, everything I did, I ran by my sponsor or my halfway house manager or, you know, my family members or whoever was in my circle. I didn't make any decisions for like the first year and a half. I always tell people that I acted like I, you know, was just incapable of making decisions on my own because I pretty much was, you know, and I tried so many times to do things my way and do it myself, and it never worked. So, you know, when I came down to Florida, I just kind of told myself, like, I'm going to play dumb for a year and a half and just ask everybody everything. Even if it was an obvious answer, I just needed to hear it from somebody else.
Beautiful stuff, man. And listen, you do a lot of great stuff. And, you know, you were just talking about shooting videos and stuff like that. And you also have your own little radio show that you're doing, I guess, out of Soundpath Recovery. Tell us what you do to advocate for the recovery community.
So I do a bunch of things. So, all right. So I work for a treatment center. Work for Soundpath Recovery, which is the music program at Transformations Treatment Center. We do the radio show there. So that's more we talk about news, politics, things that we don't really get into the, hey, like, let's break down what the four step is. You know what I mean? It's more of news and things that are going on that affect the recovery community or, you know, affect addiction or whatever it may be. So that's more of like the awareness stuff that I do. You know, of course, I work my own program. I work with other people. I also go around, I speak at some of the addiction rallies or recovery events or whatever you want to call them. I work with a nonprofit called FEND. And FEND is a new nonprofit that just started. It's actually in partnership with the Vans Warped Tour. I was out there at a bunch of shows this year, actually was at the one in West Palm yesterday. And what they do is they have a phone app for younger adults, like 24 and under is really their demographic. They can download it, they can play games and learn stuff about opiate abuse. Mostly painkillers. And what they do is they can redeem those points for, you know, concert tickets or T-shirts, hats, shoes. They have all this, you know, kind of other companies that partner with them.
Very cool.
To engage you. So I'm doing a lot of work with them.
Yeah, they're out of Pennsylvania. Are they out of Pennsylvania?
No. So FEND is trying to think. Their headquarters is in Asheville, North Carolina, but the people that started it, the guy that started it, he's from Asheville, but he's lived in Australia for like 13 years. Kind of like a long story, but they made this phone app, and Kevin Lyman, the guy that owns the Warped Tour, kind of came across it, and he's, this is the last year of the Warped Tour, he's trying to do something else and is passionate about drug prevention because he's worked with, you know, he was personal friends with Brad Knoll, you know, from Sublime, who, you know, overdosed, and a lot of other artists that he's taken on Warped Tour that, you know, passed away or something happened from, you know, drugs and you know, alcohol. So he's passionate about, you know, just it's more prevention. You know, it's definitely not towards helping people that are already there, but, you know, of course we'll try to get them the help they need, but it's more of like we're trying to attack it where I feel can make the biggest impact, and that's, you know, before people open up that box, because sometimes it's a lot harder to close that box than it is to never open it.
Good stuff, man. What are some of the other things you were talking? I didn't want to interrupt, but that sounded like a really cool app, and I wanted to find out more about it. But also, what are some of the other things that you're doing? And I know you speak a lot, and you do a lot of service work out there. What are some of the other things that you have coming up that people, you know, should be aware of? Maybe they can go to, or maybe they can find you and hang out and talk to you a little bit.
Sure. So I have an event coming up August 11th in, where is it? It's in Maryland. I want to say Frederick, Maryland.
Okay.
It's called Hope for Change. It's like a concert, community event. I'll be performing there. It's from 12 to 8 or 12 to 9 or something like that. It's a daytime event mostly. So people can go online and check it out. It's Hope for Change. And then August 14th, I'll be in Pennsylvania speaking at a national day. What's it? National Night Out, the police organization that does all the community events nationwide. So I'll be there speaking to the community about addiction and opiates and painkillers. And then September 1st, I will be in Ohio for, oh man, we've had all these flyers. It's called like the Night of Stars and Miracles, I think it's called.
Yeah, is that the one that Jam Alker's doing, right?
Yeah, exactly. It'll be me, Jam, Three Dog Night, Sublime, and there's one other person, and they have a bunch of speakers from Hollywood that are coming, actors and directors and things like that. So it's going to be pretty cool. That is in Ohio, September 1st. I think they said they're expecting around 10,000 people. So hopefully everything, you know, goes as planned, and it's a great turnout.
Great stuff, man. And you know something, I just had Jam on the other day, and he was talking about it. And you know, we're looking at you know, being able to carry a message of hope in so many unique ways and out of the box ways. You know, when you start to put the awareness and prevention together with the frontline assault on addiction. And that's what we're, you know, that's what we're doing today. You know, that's what you get to do. You get to go to all these places and put that frontline assault on it and leave the results up to God. That's what I found over the years, is that, you know, something, when I try to start making the results happen, never works out well. But when I just let it flow, it, everything comes together, and you help a lot of people, man. And again, you know, very proud of what you guys do. And, you know, I think it's awesome. So, again, let people know where they can find your music too, because you're, you know, you do some hip hop and some other things, and let people know where they can find your music.
Sure. So they can just go to it's my screen name, or whatever you want to call it, is Gambo, G-A-M-B-O. So if you just type in Gambo on Facebook, you'll be able to find me. Mike Gambo is my personal page. And then on Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff, it's Gambo302. And then if you just go on, you know, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, all the major streaming services, type in Gambo, you know, or on YouTube, you'll be able to find me.
Sounds great. Matter of fact, on any of the pages that you happen to be listening to on for this show, you can just click on the blue highlighted Mike Gambo and go right to his profile. And, of course, gentleman is very open to conversation. If you need to talk with somebody or you have questions for him, if you're a family member out there that has somebody that may be suffering, or you're somebody that's, you know, on the fence about recovery, Mike's a great person to talk to, be able to help you understand the insight and what the face of recovery is. And if you're somebody that's in recovery and you're struggling, you know, reach out. You know, that's what we're here for. We're here to be able to carry that message through each day. Waking up blessed, we get to wake up blessed and start another day and hopefully help one person as we get through the day. But most importantly, mad, glad, or sad, we don't get to pick up no matter what. We get to use our tools and get through this day. Put our heads down, and how do you do that, Mike? In the end, at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, you've done everything that you do out there, you advocate, you do a lot of different things. At the end of the day, what do?
I'm just grateful.
Very cool.
Just grateful,
very cool,
man. It's just one of the things. You know, when I always tell people, man, like, as long as I know I put in all the effort I did and try to keep my side of the street clean regardless of what happens, like, at the end of the day, when I lay down, put my head down, man, I can close my eyes without feeling, you know, that feeling that I felt when I knew I wasn't doing everything right, you know, and I wasn't living the right way. It's just a peace of mind.
Good stuff. Mike, thank you again for being on Waking Up Blessed and being a part of our show this morning. And again, good luck in everything that you're doing, and may God bless everything you're working on.
All right. Thanks, sir.
All right. Talk soon.
All right.
All right, guys. There you go. Mike Gambo, Waking Up Blessed. I want to thank everybody for tuning in this morning. I want to thank Sober Map for sponsoring the show this morning, and you can go to SoberMap.com and check those guys out and download the app there. They have the Android app and the iPhone app. Everything can be downloaded right there on the home page at the top. You got the two symbols there for the downloads. You can click and do it. And Also, want to thank, of course, all of our recovery partners. They're right there on the page. If you can check them out, if you need help or addiction recovery resources, they're all there. You know, and again, you know, an elegant guy like Mike, you know, he can, you know, help for sure. So there's plenty of help out there. But most importantly, you know, today, by the grace of God, we get to walk through our day and support others. So you guys have a blessed day. We look forward to, of course, being back with you tomorrow morning. We've got some great guests. I'm waking up blessed Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. And also, please feel free to sign up for the Waking Up Blessed newsletter. You can do that at Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. You can also do it at rockersinrecovery.com or any of the pages that you may be listening to the show on or past shows. Check it out. We look forward to having you back with us tomorrow, and you guys have a blessed day. And we're going to go out with, of course, a great song, Sweet Release, and that's by Mitz, M-I-Z, on Facebook. Check out Mitz.
Autumn days have come and gone. The snow has covered up the road that we were on. The sky is still, the nights are long. Every day seems like a year since you've been gone. Now my days are numbered and it feels I'm finally free. It won't be too long if you could only stand by me. Love is never ending and my soul will never die. It really even matter if we had a goodbye. Pretty eyes, angel face. Your love is something that my mind cannot erase. Your long, long hair, let it down. Makes me feel like I am lifting off the ground. Honest change, oh, will it last? I'm so tired of being hung up on my past. Like all those nights, stoned in the past. I don't miss it like I miss what he has. Now my days are numb.
Rockers in Recovery Radio is based on opinion only and is not meant to treat or diagnose any health or mental health issue of any kind. If you feel you need help for any health-related issues, please contact a physician or mental health professional. The opinions expressed by our guests are not necessarily those of Rockers in Recovery.